How's the transition side been going for you?
It's been going really well. It feels good to have a year just around all the guys. I feel like real comfortable around just a group of guys we have here. And everyone's been helping me out a lot, and we've just been leaning on each other just to put the best product on the field.
Talk a little bit about the relationship you have with not only with Mike, but with your dad, how you're using them as a soundboard morning and night.
I just try to use all the resources that I have. I feel like I'm a little bit behind. I play quarterback so long. I've been playing linebacker for just my third year now. So I can just lean on in my corner to help me out. It's definitely use those resources. My dad, you know, just being my father, growing up with him in the house all the time, just talking to him each and every day helps out a lot. So I just try to use that as much as I can. And Coach Vrabel, just being here, since he's got here, that's just another tool. He played so many years in the league, too. So I just try to pick the brains and just get what I can from it.
You say you feel behind, but is it a little bit more second nature at this point this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just behind the fact that most guys have been playing defense with their whole life, and I've just been focused on it the last 3 years. But I don't feel behind at all. I'm just trying to make each day the best day I can and try to leave a positive note every time I walk off the field.
Can you give some specifics on what's easier for you now than even a year ago?
I can't really pinpoint one exact thing. I'm just feeling a lot more comfortable on the field, just making the calls, just being around the guys. At first you come in, it's like you're making the transition from college to the NFL, and it's just like, wow, everything's moving really fast, and you come straight off the combine and all this stuff right there, the training pro days, and now is he had a year, we played a year, ball together, and then just focused on football the last couple months. That really helped me out.
How great has this opportunity been for you this spring? Cushing being out, you getting to call the plays again.
It's really great. Reps mean everything in the world. You can learn a lot watching on the sideline, taking mental reps, but you can't really get the same thing unless you're out there doing it on the field. I'm just trying to make the most out of that.
You sort of touched on it, but how comfortable or uncomfortable are you having to do that?
I feel good right now. And then every rep I get, I feel more comfortable. And just watching myself on film, I can just see it each and every day. I'm just trying to get better and better.
Is it helping you to be at that specific inside position where you do have to make the calls and really be on top of everything that's going on?
Oh, definitely. I think it definitely helps because I got to hold myself to a higher standard because I'm making all the calls. I know everyone's relying on me to get them set up and get them in place. So I just hold myself to a higher standard. When you have guys like J.J. White in front of you, you don't want to mess that up too many times. You know, he's not going to be happy about that. So just no pressure, but when you're around guys who have just been in the league and who have done it and reached such high levels, you want to play with them. You want to build up, go to the level and reach the level that they're at, and that's where I'm at right now.
You talked about catching up early in this interview. Are you doing a lot of extra, like, studying and things like that to help?
Yeah, definitely. Each and every day, I watch a lot of film. I talk to Coach Ray, but I talk to my dad. I'm just trying to use every resource that I can just to better myself and just every time I see something, I'm trying to pick it up and remember it, write it down, so that when I see that situation again, I can be on top of it, so it won't be new to me anymore.
So you call your dad while you're watching film sometimes?
Right. So I'll see something on film, like give him a call, like, hey, I just seen this or such and such, and what do you think? And he'll say, play like this or do this and that. So I just try to take what he says, incorporate it with our system here, and just make it work.
As a teacher, how unique is Vrabel?
He's very unique. He's real hands-on. He works really hard out there. You see him running around. He's probably has more energy than we have, which is amazing. And it's just great to have a guy like that who's been in the league, who's been in the system that we're in, and just who can tell you what it's like to play there and coach you up because he understands the strenuous activity that it takes to run a defense like this.